You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Ben Walsh, and here are the numbers that you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $50 million. That's about how much in earnings the United Automobile Workers strike is costing General Motors each day. The union voted to strike on Sunday and told its roughly 46,000 members to walk out or not show up to work on Monday. That's the largest labor action in the U.S. in more than 10 years. The strike comes after GM laid off workers and shut down several plants last November. Since then, one of the unionized workers' biggest points of contention has been the company's use of temporary workers. In its first day, the strike sent GM shares down just over 4%. The next number up is 5%. That's how much of the world's oil supply was taken off the market on Saturday by drone attacks on key Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure. The attacks sent oil prices sharply higher on Monday. President Donald Trump authorized the release of crude from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve if needed. Rising oil prices also sent shares in oil and gas stocks higher on Monday, particularly those with lots of U.S. oilfield assets that haven't hedged their price exposure. Our last number is 90%. That's the likelihood that the U.S. Federal Reserve will cut interest rates by a quarter of a point on Wednesday. At least, that's what the market is pricing in. Now, assuming that we get that rate cut, the next big question is what hints the Fed may drop about where rates are headed longer term. Currently, markets are indicating that it is slightly more likely that the Fed will cut rates again before the end of the year. So any shift in the central bank's tone or temperament could change expectations. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.